History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
News over the weekend that was not good. And again, Dan has said this, and he says it with humor, but with real real thought. Okay, three things can happen now. You can sign somebody, you can get a contract extension, or somebody can get arrested. That's what happens during this period. It's Menigan's line. I give him credit for that. And guess what? Somebody got arrested. It's Quinshon Judkins arrested on delayed battery. There are facts to be determined here. If you haven't heard, all of the reports say something of this sort. There was some incident after somebody left an airport, and then supposedly girlfriend, friend, female friend, whatever, stayed with Quinshon Judkins for 5 days.
Okay.
Celebrated her birthday, then called authorities. 5 days after alleged incident, calls authorities. Kid gets arrested. Kid does a night in the pokey, and then is in court yesterday and had to post bond.
It's pretty amazing.
And is out.
They have court on Sunday?
That's what I thought.
The first thing I thought, I was like, wow, they must have a lot.
Well, it is Fort Lauderdale.
A lot of work down there to do if they're going to have court on Sunday.
Got a lot of busies going on there. Andy?
Yeah.
Last year, Mike Hall Jr., second round pick, Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not condemning Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
This year, Quinshon Judkins, second round pick, Ohio State. Mm-hmm. I'm still not condemning Ohio State here. Coincidence? Bad background checks? What? Bad period. We know that. But
I don't know. Like, I, Jeff, you know, you and I have been in this business a long, long time.
Yes, sir.
Right? And
kid may not be guilty of anything. Maybe he is. We'll find out.
I don't know. I'm just, you know, as the older I get and just the more we hear these stories, like, it's almost like to the point where I just want to say, and you did it. Here's exactly what we know. And to not get into passing judgment, to not get into speculating, to not getting into the nitty gritty, because I just, a lot of times, and I'm not saying that where we are in this story is anyway, there's a lot of times where all the hype and all of the things that happen when these initial incidences happen, they just kind of never live up to the hype. And if they're not, I don't know what I'm trying to, if they're not as big of a story as maybe they should be or shouldn't be. I think we're in such a hurry. Our business, our industry tries to pass judgment on people and things before they get their due process and all those things. Here's what I will tell you. It's not a good look for the Browns. It's not a good look for Quinshon Judkins. So obviously
there's the fact there.
I mean,
that we know. That's true.
I mean, a court of public opinion isn't right on these things. And I just don't know. I'm being honest with you. You read what we think we know, or what we have from news sources. CBS News out of Miami said, according to records obtained by CBS News Miami, the NFL running back was arrested and charged with misdemeanor domestic battery on Saturday and appeared in bond court on Sunday. During the hearing, the judge found probable cause and ordered Judkins to not be in contact with the victim, no firearm access, and set his bond at $2,500. However, his attorney, David Weinstein, disagreed with the judge and said, "Your Honor, I think the state is overstating the facts," and you'll hear during the hearing. It's alleged that there is an incident that occurred.
Exactly. Alleged enough that he got arrested, which, you know, that's...
But it doesn't take much. I mean, it doesn't... No, you don't have to allege a lot.
No, it doesn't. So, you know, you've got to withhold judgment. They'll figure some things out. The thing that's most factual that we know is what you just said. It's not a good look.
It's just not. I mean, that's all.
It's not a good look.
It's just not a good look for the NFL. Not a good look for, you know, the Browns. Not. I mean, you said I'd say Ohio State twice. in there too. So, yeah. You know, where you come from, you know, it's like what you say to your kids. It's like what you say to your kids. Don't forget, you represent the name on the back of your jersey, which is ours, right? Every time they go out.
These are two guys who were drafted to be big parts of this. And both have had some issues. And then Mike Hall with injuries on top of it. So hopefully he's able to be out on the football field and is able to stay on the field and not have any issues. And we'll see what the deal is with Quinshon Judkins. Obviously, something happened that led to an arrest. And to draw any conclusions further than that, Andy, other than what you said, which is absolute truth, it's perception, it's a bad look, I think is not a good idea. So we'll let that play.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Out. However, I do think it's fair and reasonable to think, all right, what if he's not able to start the season with this team?
Well, I do too, because the league doesn't care. The league doesn't. Correct. There's no due process for the league. If you embarrass the Shield, and it doesn't matter if it's your fault or not, they tend to say
doesn't matter if they're legal charges or not.
Yeah, they don't. They don't care.
No, whatever.
Well, you're going to sit out for a little bit. Let's make sure that this is what it is. I think from a football standpoint, you have to ask yourself, okay, what does this do to the running back situation? If you want to do it from the football standpoint,
and we will. Ready for Jerome Ford?
Yeah, to be honest with you, I thought Jerome Ford would probably.
You ready for Dylan Sampson?
Yeah, I was ready for Dylan Sampson. I just think that the thought process of having Judkins and Sampson right away and maybe making Ford expendable, or Pierre Strong clearly expendable, one of those two guys, to have to cut, you know, who's going to get cut? And if Judkins is on the restricted list from the league office, that probably gives someone a job maybe for 6 weeks that might not have had it. Where you don't count against the roster. So maybe. If Judkins doesn't count against the roster, then Dylan Sampson's going to get a ton of work, and now you're happy that you have Jerome Ford, and Jerome Ford's probably happy that he took a pay cut to stick around. Because I thought Ford would be here anyway, but this might change the perception of the offense if you have to take Judkins out of it. And it does. There's no question. It's not. That's a fact. If Judkins isn't in the offense, it changes everything.
It makes you, makes me glad, although I was glad anyway, that they drafted two running backs. You know, we weren't expecting this, but guys get dinged up. You kind of thought you need some depth there. I thought they needed some depth there. They have some depth there. It might be put to the test. We'll see if Judkins is able to report this week. I would assume he can, right? I would assume they let him report. He's able to.
Yeah, until the team or the league says no, he's got to go to work.
I would think that's the case. Yeah. And
you really don't want to miss the rookie stuff when you first get here. I know
otherwise
they've
you fall behind.
Yeah, you just don't want to be that guy. On top of everything else, of being that guy that's in the news now for something that's off the field, whether you had control over that or not. I wonder how many people saw the story and go, oh, can we get Nick Chubb back?
I'm sure that came up.
Immediately, I'm sure the Browns fans are like, wow, man, why do we let Chubb go? Why do we let Chubb go? I mean, weeks into the season, it won't matter. But
we do know why they let Nick Chubb go.
Yeah.
Wanted to go young guys, concerned about Nick's health, concerned about Nick's age. And it's not like any other team signed him to be the starting running back. You know, he'll get carries in Houston, I hope, and I hope he does great. So we'll see what he's able to do. Here, it's kind of this to me. I think last week we were talking about the guys that we're most intrigued about seeing in training camp and seeing what they can do. Judkins was the guy one of the guys we talked about. We were really interested in seeing him.
He has come up in every,
well, you know
every
why?
Conversation.
Because everything this team is talking about is going back to a run-based offense. Dominate by the run. How were you going to dominate by the run? By having a sledgehammer type of running back who big, strong, physical, and can pound the ball inside, has burst to get to the outside, and he is that more than Dylan Sampson, and I think he is that more than Jerome Ford. And he was, to me, the centerpiece of what they're planning to do on offense. Still can be, obviously. But it's like, oh, man, seriously? Everybody's going to have to deal with this now.
The harder part, I think, is when you go back and look at last year and before Mike Hall got hurt. I mean, guys were saying stuff about Mike Hall about, how amazing he was going to be. Maybe the reality of life outside of football hits some of these players, and you wonder where the level of football importance goes when you're just trying to, stay out of trouble. I'm looking forward to seeing Mike Hall play this year. And the other part of it is that, when you have this kind of issue, it brings Mike Hall back up to the forefront of talking about, oh, didn't this just happen last year? Oh, didn't we have the similar kind of...
Well, guess what? It's a fact, so you have to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, does it say anything about the organization, folks? 216-474-0092 is the number to join us. I wonder what it says about the organization, Andy. Are they not doing enough background checks on guys? Or did you just happen to have two guys who just happened to have two things come up that you weren't thinking were going to come up? I mean, you see it all around the league. And there's more. Devin Bush is still dealing with some things.
So Yahoo Sports did a story. Let me bring this up when we come back. I'll bring this up when we come back on the other side.
All right. Brown's in a situation now. Their second overall pick, second round draft choice, who to me is the centerpiece of what they're trying to do on offense this year. Yeah, you're going through quarterbacks, but you're going to be handing off to a guy, and you drafted him in the second round, because you think he's going to be the guy. Well, he has some things going on right now where he might not be able to be the guy. To what extent? We don't know. What happened? We don't know. What we do know, bad look, and then he has some things to deal with. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.